call.
My name is Tamara, returning the call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requests this call back?
Yes, ma'am. This is me.
How may I assist you?
Yes, I was trying to see. I did have a claim a few years back, and I would like to restart the claim if possible. That's why I was giving you guys a call.
May I be a social, please?
Yes, 418-395-0021.
Okay, hold on, please. Verify your name, please.
Marisha Johnson.
Date of birth.
February 24th, 1992.
Mother's maiden name.
My mother's maiden name.
Before she married.
Before she married?
Yes.
Trying to see. I think it's Yarbrough.
Okay, she's not Johnson, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, she is. I'm sorry. She'd have been married before. Yes, ma'am.
Will you verify your driver's license, state, and number?
Yes, let me go get that for you. One second. My driver's license number is 825-2136.
And your resident address, please?
Yes, 326 McDonald Drive, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
And the employer that you're filing for unemployment?
Well, I haven't worked in a while. Can I still do it?
Okay, you don't have an employer that you're filing for, ma'am?
Oh, I have to have an employer.
Who is your last employer? Yes, ma'am.
I worked for Sport Clips, and that was a while back. That was a while back.
How a while back, ma'am?
It's been like 3 years, I think. So I can't file for. I really don't understand it. But the only way I could file unemployment is if I have an employer. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I asked when was the last time, or who was your last employer that you filed an unemployment?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. My last employer was Sport Clips, and that was back in, I think, 2021.
That you worked with them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on for one second.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, you can file a claim.
Okay.
Okay, hold on, please. Okay, your PIN number is going to be 5021.
Okay.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud. You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for a trade adjustment assistance?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you don't have a suffix to your name. Your first name will be MARESHAN. Do you have a middle initial? Did I spell it right? Can you spell your first name, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's MARESHAH.
Okay, MARESHAH.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you have a middle initial, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am, I.
Last name, Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
I'm going through the process of getting it changed, but as of right now, I'm still going by my
name. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am, same name. Mm-hmm.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Do you have an email address you want on file? That's optional. It's basically up to you.
You said it's optional. I don't have to do that?
You don't have to. No, ma'am, you don't.
Okay. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I don't want to.
Okay. Your phone number, please.
Yes. 334-538-0388.
334-538-0388.
Yes, ma'am.
Your date of birth?
February 24th, 1992.
Mother's maiden name? Johnson.
Johnson, yes, ma'am.
And do you have a driver's license?
I do, yes, ma'am.
State?
Alabama, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and please repeat that number again for me.
Yes, ma'am. One second. Okay, let's see. All right, so it is 825-2136.
Thank you.
Mhm.
Your race?
Black.
You non-Hispanic?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I went all the way.
What's the highest grade, ma'am, you completed in school?
12th grade.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And your residential country will be United States of America? Your resident address, please.
Yes, 326 McDonald Drive, Wetumpka, Alabama. 36092.
Okay. Okay. Is your mailing address the same as your resident address?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your occupation?
I was a licensed cosmetologist.
Spell the cosmetologist, please.
Cosmetologist.
Okay, let's see if it's... Okay. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
No, ma'am. I'm a stay-at-home mom now. No, ma'am.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No, ma'am. Mm-mm.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
No.
And the reason you're unavailable for full-time work, is it due to child care issues?
Just a stay-at-home mom. I have little ones, so just stay-at-home mom.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Since when?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. In order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be available and willing to immediately accept full-time work. If you are available to accept full-time work, answer yes. If you are not available to accept full-time, yes, select no. Okay.
Okay.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 13 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$10.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Neither. No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between 4/1/2023 and 3/31/2024?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have an option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Savings.
I need a routing number, please, and an account number.
Okay. Let me see. My routing number is 2622 75958.
Okay, hold on. And this is a traditional bank, ma'am. It cannot be Cash App or Chimes.
Yes, ma'am. This is the okay. Actual routing number. Yes, ma'am.
2622 75958. Okay. And your routing, your account number, please.
Yes, ma'am. It's 0000.
0000.
51.
Mm-hmm.
85.
Mhm. 6-5. Okay, I have 40000. 8-5. And the employer, okay. And who is this employer, ma'am, who is the employer you're filing unemployment for, please?
Me, Marisha Johnson.
Who?
I'm sorry, say it again.
I need the employer, ma'am. Your employer name.
Sport Clips.
Who? Sport?
Mm-hmm.
Sports. C-L-I-P. Sport Clip.
Yes, ma'am.
I need an address for them, please.
Okay. 1 second. It is 251825 18
Berryhill. Berryhill.
Yes, ma'am. Road.
Mm-hmm.
Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah. Okay, hold on, please.
Mm-hmm.
And the zip code?
36117.
Okay, you said 2518. Berry, Berry, or Perry?
B as in boy.
Okay, and the zip code, mm-hmm. please?
36117.
And I'm going to need a phone number for them, please.
Yes, 334. 215-1355.
Okay, and the work location, city and state, was Montgomery, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
And I need the employment start date with them, please. I need a month and a year that you started.
I started I want to say like I'm going to just say like January, like 2016.
January the what, ma'am?
Let's say January the 30th, 2016.
When was your last day worked? I need a month, day, and a year.
Yes, ma'am. It was May. That's when COVID really hit. It was May. I'm going to say May the 30th, 2020.
5/30/2020.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the reason why you're no longer working, quit, discharge, lack of work, or other?
Other.
And other, you would, and the reason for other, working part-time, disciplinary suspension, leave of absence, loss of license, reduction in force, lack of transportation, reorganization, restructuring, laid off, is no work available, corporate downsizing, no reason given.
No reason given.
Name and title of the person who informed you of your termination.
Let me see. Does it have to be termination?
With being other, that's what would it be. So what was the reason that you're no longer working there, ma'am?
Okay, well, COVID had hit really, really bad during that time. So I just never came back, and then I just had a baby. So I had to stay home and take care.
So did you quit?
Yes.
I got to go back and say you quit then.
Okay.
And the reason of that was personal differences, voluntary quit, health reasons, is lack of child care, company closed, so illness of family member, position eliminated, care of family member, new job did not materialize, working conditions, became self-employed, military spouse relocation. So what was the reason you quit? Just voluntary quit?
Yes, ma'am.
Name and title, person you advised you were quitting.
Who said at the time? Latoya Jackson. She was the manager.
Okay, hold on. And what was that date you noticed that you gave for quitting again?
May 30th.
2020.
Yes, ma'am.
And the final incident that caused you to quit was?
COVID.
COVID?
Yes, ma'am.
COVID, I think, COVID.
COVID. It's
COVID.
Mm-hmm.
COVID.
Yes, ma'am. It sounds funny when you say it out loud, but yeah, that's
COVID. And you had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was you quit due to COVID and had just had a baby or something.
Yes, ma'am.
What did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to quitting? It really was nothing.
Yeah, it was really nothing.
If you quit for health reasons, did your doctor advise you to quit?
No, ma'am.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And all the answers are above, all your answers are true and correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And you are certifying your answers are true and accurate, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. I'll be asking you some randomly generated questions.
Okay.
Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? The area codes are 334-498-0709, 498-6616, 498-8300, 498-9621.
The first one.
Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? Area codes are 334-241-7812. 241-8999, 241-9786, 241-9877.
None.
Which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Diagnostic and medical, nucleus, general surgery, clinical psychology.
None.
Okay. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. You are required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. Now, Ms. Johnson, that is you have to have that done, have an updated resume done on your under that website.
Okay.
And the process we just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday, ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant's portal, file weekly certification button on the home page, or by telephone. The number you should call each week to call your weekly claim is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification instructed by Friday by 5 could result in a loss of benefits. Now, you will start doing your weekly certifications. I'll file you for this week, so you'll start on the 14th because today is the 8th, yeah. You'll start on the 14th. Don't forget to go ahead and do that updated resume. File your weekly certifications. I gave you the number to call. And
okay.
You will file that. And each week, ma'am, you have to have law. Alabama law requires you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. So when you do your weekly claims, it'll ask you at the end 3 work contacts. You will have to, you know, do those in order to complete your claims. Now, the Career Center will assist you with that. So with your 3 work searches. Do you have any questions, ma'am?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Your transaction has been complete, and your transaction number is going to be 489-984-1405.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.